Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right, let's do it. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, before we get into a lot of the news that was breaking over the weekend, what is going on now with protesters?
Oh, well, I would say domestic terrorists personally, but there is a nationwide call to action going out on the part of pro-Hamas protesters who want to shut down major roadways in America. They're calling it an economic blockade. The first I saw was they blocked 190 as it goes into O'Hare in Chicago. Now, of course, that's a major airport in America, and there's kind of like that one main road to get in. If you've ever flown out of O'Hare, you know what road I'm talking about. Well, that's where the protesters, the terrorists, have set up shop right there. They're linking arms. They got little stop signs on them, and they're saying, "Stop the genocide!" And people were walking out of their cars, like dragging their luggage over to the terminal to make their flights. And
the cops, just leaving the car?
The cops are there, like trying to sort through it. I'm like, what's there to sort through?
Get them out.
Get them out of there.
Yeah, grab
what's
them.
What's to sort through?
Right. I vote you handcuff all of them or use zip ties if that's more economically feasible and drop them off on the south side of Chicago and just leave them there.
Throw them in jail. Get them out of there. Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
People have flights.
Yeah, and also the Golden Gate Bridge was blocked by these protesters, if you want to be nice. To me, I don't know. Whenever I see them, these little, I can't say that word, almost slipped up there.
Yep.
Whenever I see them doing this...
Oh, just say it. You got to risk it for the biscuit.
No, well, yeah. Scott's like, please, I got alimony to pay.
Don't be doing that. Nope.
No, every time I see these people doing ceasefire now and they're doing something as stupid as blocking traffic going into a major airport or a major thoroughfare like the Golden Gate Bridge, I'm just thinking, you know, to me, I'm just wondering, does Israel have a Venmo that I can send money to so that they can make more bombs and drop more bombs? Because it has the opposite of the intended effect.
It's ridiculous. It's not going to have any effect on what Israel does anyway. But not only that, you're breaking the law. And then this report of police trying to figure out what to do. I don't understand that. Get out the baton if you need to.
Yes.
Beat these people to get them out of the way. Am I losing my mind here?
In the days I finally remember Richard J. Daley as the mayor of Chicago, this would have lasted about 10 seconds.
You know, why do these people do this? Why? Because they can.
Because they can.
That's exactly right.
There's no downside. What's the downside? There isn't one.
You know, it's not on the same scale, obviously. But in a way, I guess it's a lead in into the big story over the weekend with Iran targeting Israel. And the one thing not reported so much is major civilian areas. Mm-hmm. They were looking to take out people. Why does Iran continually do this type of stuff?
Because they can.
Because they can.
Yeah.
Because we just kind of put up with it. And they know who's in charge. And you know what? I'll just get your reaction. Because White House spokesperson John Kirby was on the Today Show today, okay?
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, we don't want a wider war here. We don't want to escalate things anymore. Mm-hmm. Count this as a win. I mean, Israel, along with us and other allies, a concert of allies together, prevented major, you know, catastrophic damage to, well, buildings and civilians in Israel. Count that as a win. No, it's beyond that. You expect Israel, okay, we just take that and do nothing?
Is it the U.S. position that if Israel sits tight, this can end right now?
Well, we want to see de-escalation clearly in the region, and everything the president has done since October 7th has been designed to keep this from becoming a wider war, Samantha, and that's why we're going
to
keep...
Why isn't it to take out Hamas?
Well,
that's the stated goal.
Well, and if his goal, if he's saying that President Biden has made sure that everything is towards the ends of de-escalation, he's failed miserably, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
There's kind of been...
Well, if you want, we can go to all the clips, whether it's Biden or Kamala or the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. Don't.
Right.
Don't. That stern warning to Iran, don't. They just do. It doesn't stop them.
We're going to keep lashed up with our Israeli counterparts. That's why we're going to make it clear again to the Israelis. We'll do what we have to do to defend them, help them in their self-defense. But we don't want to see a wider war. We don't want to see this escalate. We certainly are not looking for a war with Iran.
Yeah, don't punch him back. Whatever you do, don't do that. And then you got to believe, or at least I do, a lot of this is so politically motivated. It was interesting. I did just a bit of a deep dive. We'll make this short. Of going back of all the different mistakes Biden has made just with foreign affairs over a lifetime. Remember the former defense secretary, Gates?
Yeah.
Said the guy's been wrong for four decades. I went back through a lot of the mistakes that he had made at the different times. And one of them was the surge. If you remember this in like 2007, and Hillary Clinton at the time was against the surge in Iraq. And you go back and Hillary actually admitted, well, it was the politics of the time. It wasn't a popular thing. That's why I wasn't for it at the time. It wasn't because it wasn't the best thing to do militarily or as far as, you know, our defenses. It was because it would hurt her politically to go with that.
Right.
And so you got to believe that's still in play now with Biden. Because everything is about, oh my gosh, we can't lose the vote in Michigan for the Muslim voters there, or I might not win the presidency. So that's all like tied together, at least in my mind.
It's just weird. We're telling Israel to just, hey, dial it back after you get hundreds of missiles lobbed at your country.
Yeah, keep blocking the punches, but never strike back.
Yeah, right. That doesn't make any sense.
It's kind of crazy to me. So that's out there. Then you had a clip of Trump from over the weekend, David.
Yeah, well, Trump today is in day one of the trial proceedings for the so-called hush money case.
That's the number one story on Good Morning America.
Oh, really?
That's ahead of our rant.
They broke into coverage this morning of their regular coverage. Moments away from Donald Trump arriving. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's jury selection is happening today or starting today. And Trump, who is under a gag order right now, said this after entering the courthouse.
Okay.
This is an assault on America. Nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been anything like it. Every legal scholar said this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. It doesn't deserve anything like this. There is no case, and they've said it. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country. And it's a country that's failing. It's a country that's run by an incompetent man who's very much involved in this case. This is really an attack on a political opponent. That's all it is. So I'm very honored to be here. Thank you very much.
Okay.
The gag order worked well, didn't it?
Yeah, right. Well, they're asking for him to be held in contempt now.
Of course they are.
Okay. The one thing I wanted to bring up, because David, you're very good at explaining stories like this. Someone could put me on the spot, you know, just out talking with people and say, hey, explain the whole Trump trial in New York. It's like a criminal trial. How is that? And I sound like a dog, you know, that's just chasing its tail, running in circles. I'm like, well, this guy didn't even want to bring this case, but there was so much pressure from the Democrats that he had to go ahead and do it anyway. The statute of limitations ran out on this thing. They said it was campaign finance, but this sort of thing happens all the time. Hush money just happens. But they're saying if it was the campaign funds, then he would have had to report it as campaign, but he didn't. But you really can't believe Michael Cohen, because Michael Cohen had said all these things before, and then he gets out of jail, and then he's singing a completely different song. And with anybody else, this wouldn't even be a thing, but because it's Trump and because he got like 10% of the vote in Manhattan, they think they can get him. Okay, now if you can, David, fill in the gaps and make that make sense, because I understand that's a jumbled mess.
Well, the short version is communists are trying to take down a political opponent. But No, what they're arguing is that in 2016, a payment was made to a porn star named Stormy Daniels, who alleged an affair that happened years before. That payment was part of the campaign, they say, and so it should have been reported as such, and it wasn't. And that's basically where we are now. It's stupid. It is a really, I don't get me wrong, I think there's a good chance that he winds up getting convicted on it because it's Manhattan.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you find, one, how do you find an impartial jury anywhere in America when you're talking about Donald Trump or anybody who's been president before? These are the most famous men in the world who've been president. I mean, it is hard to find an impartial juror anywhere, especially for Donald Trump. But again, the short version is communists are trying to take out their political rival. That's it.
I think part of it, too, is even if, let's say, he's not found guilty, they get to go through the Stormy Daniels thing all over again.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Along with the former Playboy model, because apparently she is testifying as well.
Mm-hmm.
I always forget her name. McDougal, Karen McDougal. Isn't that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So they get to, you know, bring that all back at the very least. And again, who is the victim in this crime?
Nobody.
There isn't one. It's another one of those. And so I think that's why most people that are planning on voting for Trump, they're still going to vote for him regardless of what happens in this trial. Just an opinion. I know that, well, according to polling, 20% won't if he's convicted. A lot of people see through this nonsense that's happening right now. And in the end, I mean, okay, so let's say he did all this stuff. Look at this guy that's slobbering through every speech. And look at what happens if he happens to croak. We get this woman. We get Kamala?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll take the Trumpster on that one.
Yeah. Did you see Vice President Kamala Harris? She went to Arizona to talk about abortion.
I knew she was going to, but I did not see any of it.
Dude, this may be my favorite Kamala Harris word salad.
Oh, no way.
No, I'm just going to say, come on.
I think it may be there.
Okay. Roll it.
This fight is about freedom. This fight is about freedom, and the freedom that is fundamental to the promise of America.
Oh, God.
The promise of America is a promise of freedom.
I'm dumbfounded right now. I really am.
Admitted less than 5 minutes ago, I'm afraid I'm sounding like a dog chasing its tail. I can't compete with that.
Oh, no.
This
That's
fight,
incredible.
What she said was, this fight is about freedom, and the freedom that is fundamental to the promise of America. The promise of America is a promise of freedom, which is what it sounds like when, like, a third grader is supposed to lead the class in the Pledge of Allegiance and panics and forgets the words.
Holy smokes, that's great. We're going to be going over that all day.
Oh, that deserves more than one play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, call your friends, call your neighbors. We'll play that again, yeah.
She's all about freedom, remember? Goodness.
Yay!
Yes, and give yourself a hand for that one, Kamala.
What did I just hear?
I'm not sure. We got a bunch of single Chinese dudes marching into the country now. What's that all about? That much more coming up.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
There's a very common sense reason gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons.
Well, yeah, the cost of goods continues to rise. I mean, since January of 2021, cost of living is up 17.9%.
The national debt continues to skyrocket, causing many to worry when the House of Cards is going to come crashing down.
A presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country.
All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified aside your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold.
Just text MVCR to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket.
They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers.
Just text MVCR to 989898 to claim your free info kit and protect your savings from uncertainty today.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Cracking up here, thinking about Kamala Harris.
We have a secure border in that that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration.
Sure.
That was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Another one that doesn't
gotten so much better.
Age very well,
yeah.
Does it?
No.
No. Secure border. How many Chinese dudes are coming across the border now?
Bill Malugin is reporting new CBP data through March that shows Border Patrol has now apprehended 24,296 Chinese nationals who crossed the U.S. border illegally in this fiscal year. There are 6 months left in the fiscal year, as it's recorded by the federal government. So 24,296. That is already over the entire number for fiscal year 23. And for broader context, fiscal year 21, 342 Chinese nationals crossed the border illegally. Now, again, the number right now with 6 months to go in the fiscal year, 24,296. The overwhelming majority of them are single males.
Okay, so we'll play this game. David? What's the big deal? Young Chinese males want to be part of the American dream too? Why do you think there's something wrong with this?
Well, because you see, there are a lot of tensions on the world stage, Jamie. Or I'm sorry, I'll just call you liberal, Jamie.
Okay.
Just in this hypothetical here, there are a lot of tensions going on with the Chinese, and boy, this seems like an invasion. When just a couple of years go by and it goes from 342 to 24,000, that seems like a problem.
Well, maybe they just heard that the border was open and they want a better life, too. Why you got to be xenophobic about
it? Maybe the Chinese government heard the border was open and they decided to send some more dudes in here.
Our version of communism is better than theirs.
Yeah, right. Well, and the thing is, this number doesn't count the people encountered at ports of entry. These are just people who were caught crossing the border illegally.
Right.
Outside of those ports of entry. So, I mean, you've got the population of a small city that's already come in, and that adds to the 24,000 that came in last year. Boy, it really seems like that might be qualified as an invasion.
There are a lot of smart people that have been sounding the old alarm bell on this one for a while, saying something's going on here, because it's not just easy to leave China. It's not something you just get to do whenever you want. What is going on? It seems like, and it's the same sort of path where they're coming through, like very much coordinated,
yeah,
like reporting back to the homeland. Oh, it's just right wing talking points and right wing conspiracy. Yeah, you mean like the China virus and other things we've seen over the last five to 10 years that all turn out to actually happen? Just keeping an eye on it. It's pretty wild. Today's tax day.
Yeesh.
Listen to this, Scott, especially you.
The
average person spends 8 hours stressing instead of just doing them.
Yeah.
I know you already got yours done.
Oh,
but
mine are done and sent, and the money should be coming out of my account here in a few days.
Do you think that's it? Did you spend more time stressing about it than actually doing it?
I don't actually do it. I just hand it over and say, here you go.
It's less stressful. Yeah. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. All right. Biggest story today, David.
Biggest story of the day. I suppose national media is all giddy about the beginning of the Trump trial in Manhattan, the hush money case. Jury selection is starting as well.
Unprecedented.
On the world stage. Of course, it is what's going to happen next after Iran launched a missile attack against Israel.
Yes, and our reaction to that. They just need to stay put. That's what the White House is saying.
Take the W.
Yeah, take the win on that.
Yeah.
We don't want any more escalation. Okay. Yeah, we'll get different takes on that. And scientists are really trying to bring an extinct predator back to life. Is that true?
Yeah.
Get to that as well, straight ahead. Van Camp and Robbins show. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp. There's Scott Robbins. Seen this up on the Fox News monitor. Activists teach death to Israel an America chance. Saw that out of Chicago.
Yeah. Things are going well in this country, aren't they?
I think someone just flat out said the enemy's already here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can see it all over the place.
Yeah.
Make no mistake. I did see a preview that was coming up on 60 Minutes during the Masters. I did not end up seeing it, but I think you did, David, about this extinct predator.
I did, and I really don't know why some of the smartest people in the world are such idiots. But scientists are trying to bring back a predator species that went extinct nearly 100 years ago. It's called the Tasmanian tiger. It is a carnivorous marsupial. Picture a 40-pound dog with a kangaroo tail and jaws that open about as wide as an alligator.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the fangs on that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and so 60 Minutes talked with the lunatic scientist who's genetically engineering a version of it using a little, like, mouse-sized marsupial, but he says, we're going to make it bigger and more vicious.
Great.
Yeah, the guy's name is Andrew Pass.
All right. Let's enjoy this together.
I think about it all the time, what it would be like to be in that landscape and just to see one walking past in the bush, an actual one rather than a crappy photograph.
Tell us exactly what you're doing.
We can't magically bring the Tasmanian tiger back. We have to start with a living cell and then engineer our thylacine back into existence.
Time out just a second.
Mm-hmm.
So we're, just to go back, the first thing he said, and I'll paraphrase it, the one thing he thinks about all the time is what would it be like to walk past one of these things?
Yeah. Probably terrifying.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. What do you think it's going to be like?
I mean, we could simulate that for you if you want in a number of different instances. If that would sort of cure you from wanting to do this, it would seem. There's many things that we could do. Whether it be wolves or aggressive dogs or whatever.
So the way you do that is you find the closest living relative to your animal that has gone extinct. And for us, that is a small marsupial species called the fat-tailed dunnart.
And you're saying that dunnart, that little field mouse marsupial dunnart, is closer than, say, the Tasmanian devil.
But that little dunnart is a ferocious carnivore, even though it's very, very small. And it's a very good surrogate for us to be able to do all of this editing in.
Let's take this ferocious carnivore, make it 40 pounds and see what happens.
Well, awesome. you raise it right, it'll be perfectly fine.
Right. It's the owner, not the breed.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Right.
You think about all the things, like, scientists could devote their lives to curing cancer, finding a renewable and clean-burning fuel, discover a way to provide clean drinking water to billions of people, and they're like, screw that, let's engineer a carnivorous wolf kangaroo.
It seems insane to me.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, you know who's
to what end? I mean, why would you do that? What's the upside?
Well, because he's tired of seeing these things in bad photos, and he's like, I want to see a real one.
Oh my goodness, man.
You have to keep them all in your house.
Yeah, you know who's helping to fund the effort? The CIA.
Really?
You're making that up.
I'm not.
Really?
and why?
Well, imagine it's used as a weapon.
Imagine the battlefield applications if you can actually figure out how to genetically grow an extinct species like this. The other things, combat raptors.
Yeah, you'll have like a raptor race though going on then. who can build it first?
Just drop a T-Rex in Baghdad, call it good, you know?
Yeah, just get all the it is going to end up looking like the end of Lord of the Rings or something.
Yeah.
These mutated things. Holy crap, that's wild. All right, it's that part of the show. We got to get to stories you just happen to see out there. It may not be the biggest story, but it caught your attention. For What's Your Story, what do you got today, David?
Oh, I know this guy bugs you, so I decided to bring him up during this segment. Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin, who sullies the good name Jamie, I should say. He was asked his thoughts on the Trump trial that starts today in Manhattan, the so-called hush money case. This was on MSNBC with the host, former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
This guy couldn't get a job doing anything else. I'm convinced of that. Just one lie after another.
You are the best framer of history and the moments we're in. So as we look to this week, a criminal trial starting tomorrow, how should we think about this moment in history?
Well, you know, the Trump's people would like to trivialize and diminish the meaning of this trial. The Trump people are going to be shocked how tuned in America is to what's going on here.
Just like the January 6th committee, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Of course. Sorry, dork. It's not happening. They're still going to vote for Trump in the end.
I know.
It's comedy, man.
I know.
Unintended comedy there.
It always is.
All right, Scott, what do you have for What's Your Story?
A college basketball star revealed this week stunning new details about his brief interaction with the president at the White House earlier this year, that claiming now it'll provide some new doubts about the ability for this guy to serve another 4 years. Donovan Clingan, star 7'2" center for the University of Connecticut's back-to-back championship team, revealed on a podcast that Biden seemed actually very out of it when the team visited, going on to suggest that Biden seemed to have forgotten what was even taking place.
Really?
While stumbling around. He said, last year we won our national championship. We went to the White House and took a picture with him. He said it took us about 3 minutes. He said, this year I didn't understand anything he said.
Wow.
Hey, now.
You're not supposed to say that, actually.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
Had no idea what was going on. It's a bunch of tall guys that were there. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. For my story today, it's just sort of a salute to Vern Lundquist, who is retiring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And his final day was yesterday at the Masters. And, I mean, so many great calls, you know, over time. I mean, and not just golf. I mean, he had, some great calls, you know, in college basketball.
Yeah.
The Christian Laettner shot, that sort of thing. The famous one with Jack Nicklaus in 86, the putt that went in and the yes, sir. But maybe, and some would argue, the most famous was the Tiger Woods chip in the 2005 Masters on 16, when it looked like an impossible shot. And you've probably seen this, so you already know, you can visualize it in your head. Tiger chips it up, and he takes the slope, and the ball is tracking toward the hole. And here it comes. Now it's rolling down, and it hangs on the lip.
Oh, my goodness.
And then it goes in. Which is just a classic. I don't know if you heard, so Tiger finished last of everyone that qualified.
15 over or something.
Yeah. To me, making the cut was...
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, making the cut was a big deal.
And he set the record for cuts made.
His body's broken.
Man.
Yeah.
So he was one of the first ones out. And so after he had parred 16, he walked over and shook Vern's hand. It was a really cool moment, just class all the way around. So I just thought that was one of those feel-good moments that would be nice to bring up. And I'm reading a bunch of stuff today from people saying, you know, if you ever had hope for Tiger winning another major, you just stop. It's not going to happen. Whatever. Or Tiger seemed delusional when he said it was a positive week. I didn't think that at all, honestly. If you would have seen him Friday morning out there, you know, because you got to wake up so early in the morning to get his body ready.
Yeah.
I mean, he did. He looked like 10 man.
Oh, yeah.
If the circumstances are right, where he would get a decent draw and not have to play in that kind of win. I know this is not the Tiger Woods of old, but could he do it one more time? I still think, yeah, it's possible.
I don't know if I'm hoping that happens or it really could happen sometimes, because I was really pulling for him. I really do. I mean, the controversial figure, yeah, I suppose in some ways. Yeah, his off the field stuff, but...
You
know, for the most part, I've always been a fan. I've loved watching him, and I don't know how he got there. To the Masters. I mean, he set off every metal detector, I'm sure, on his way there with airplanes. That dude is the Tin Man. You're right.
I mean,
he's put together piece by piece. Yeah.
And when he's, I mean, can he stay healthy for 4 days? And
yeah, I don't know.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
He's still got the shots.
Yeah. I mean.
So we'll see.
It was fun to see him.
And Scottie Scheffler, like I said, even before it started, I mean, the ball striking he's got going, it rivals Tiger in his heyday. The guy's unbelievable. But he's so soft-spoken and so humble. You know, and he doesn't need the accolades, that is for sure.
Waiting for his wife to give birth.
Yeah.
And said he would have left. I mean, he was ahead, but he got the word.
Yes.
When he was teeing it up on 11 or something, he would have just dropped the club and walked off. That was the end of that. I mean, he said that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So that was my story. There was one other, if we have a moment. Bill Ackman. This is completely separate, okay? Certainly not known as a conservative at all, but one of these guys that's been all of a sudden common sense since October 7th, mm-hmm. especially with Harvard. Okay, if you know Bill Ackman's background, and a financial giant. And all of a sudden, he's more outspoken on a number of different things. It's not just, you know, relations with Israel.
Mm-hmm. He got a taste for it and realized that telling the truth feels good.
Yes. And he put out on social media his thoughts on relieving student loan debt. And I'll just read you what he said and see what you think. Student loan forgiveness sounds great for borrowers overburdened with highest interest rate debts they cannot repay. The problem is that the subsidy appears to go principally to more affluent families at the cost of burdening those who didn't attend college or whose parents saved to send their kids to school. It should be illegal for a president to buy votes by transferring funds from certain citizens to others he believes are more likely to support him in an election. Thank you.
Yeah.
And yes, it should be illegal for that. And when you do the whole breakdown, and it doesn't get talked a lot about in legacy media, but who does benefit the most?
Oh, last estimate I saw, and this is based off of the actual beneficiaries so far of the expanded student loan debt programs. Mm-hmm. You're talking like somewhere around people who are earning $250,000 a year. That's not working class. That's certainly not lower income.
No, it's not.
And the point has been made, a lot of people who go to college who are from lower income families, many of them don't leave school with a whole lot of debt because there are scholarship and grant opportunities already. So mm-hmm. the people who are paying full freight generally are those who are coming from more affluent families.
Yeah. And then you got some people that are just neck deep, you know, in loans because they thought it was the thing to do. But yeah. Again, is it the person that didn't take out any loans or delayed school or said, you know what, I'm going to go military service first to help pay for school? How is that fair to those people? It's not. It's
not.
Clearly trying to buy votes.
It's not about fairness.
No, it is not. Okay. Much more to get to. There's another great story out there. A college coach won't recruit a player with garbage parents. That and much more coming up.
I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try soon. Harry's is available online and in-store at a retailer near you. Get a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/refresh. That's harrys.com/refresh. Or check us out at your local Costco for a price you can't find anywhere else. Just look for the Chrome Razor with 13 blade refills at your local Costco. You can't miss it. Exclusive to Costco members.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Whoa, whoa, yeah. The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. You know, there's a very common sense reason gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons, David.
Well, yeah, the cost of everything is up. Cost of living is up over 18% now compared to just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, the national debt continues to shoot up. It's now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards is going to come crashing down around them.
Well, you mentioned it the other day. Sometimes it feels like the world is like a powder keg, and then you saw what happened this weekend.
Yeah, oh, man.
And then it's got you wondering, okay, what's going to happen next?
Right. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty. That's why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. If you haven't diversified your savings yet, secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold.
Simple, too. Just text MVCR to 989898. Get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. It doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket.
Got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, and you can count on Birch Gold, too.
Get started by texting MVCR to 989898. That's MVCR to 989898.
All right, so we got some protesting going on today.
Yeah, we do. Well, yeah, they're blocking the entrance to some terminals at O'Hare in Chicago. These so-called pro-Palestinian people are saying, ceasefire now. Dude, yeah, why is it so hard for the police to just, like, go in and say, you're not doing this here. We're going to clear you out.
I just saw a story reported the police are actually behind them, blocking as well. They're there to protect the protesters from violent outcomes lose their minds because they can't get on the... No,
get
I just
them out
read
of
the
road.
Story.
Yeah,
yeah
the best
Brandon
way...
Johnson, Chicago. There you go.
The best way to prevent a violent confrontation between prospective travelers and these idiots who are blocking the road is to remove them from the roadway, period. Otherwise, let nature take its course, as far as I'm concerned. I'm just trying to think, like, somebody's trying to make it to a funeral, or maybe they saved up a lot, this is going to be their family vacation, and they're late or missed their flight because some idiots are doing the whole ceasefire now thing. Dude, I'd be pissed.
Remember they tried that in Nevada? Yeah, it didn't last long.
No.
Right through.
Oh, but when the police are there to protect the protesters, then the world's upside down.
Why do I have Jason Aldean going through my head right now?
Try that in a small town.
Yep. Yeah.
Like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
Not Jason Aldean. I think the protesters is what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I just thought this was interesting. The coach of UConn, Dan Hurley.
Yeah.
No, they won the national championship. I just saw this a few days ago. I thought it was interesting. As far as recruiting, something that you don't hear a whole lot of coaches talk about because, you know, talking about all the skill sets and everything else. And he said, there's measurable talents you have the height, the speed, the skill set. But we spend a lot of time focusing on the parents. Are they going to be fans of their son? Or are they going to be parents? Are they going to hold them accountable? Have an expectation that when something goes wrong, that it's not the coach's fault? That their son's got to work harder. He's got to do more. He's got to earn his role. Have they played on 7 different travel teams? Have they transferred to 4 or 5 different schools?
Yeah.
When you talk to the parents in the recruiting process, they are constantly complaining about the coaches after a bad game. Or are you having a conversation where their son has got to do more, got to play harder, got to work on his skills? They tell on themselves. They drop hints. You've got the wrong type of people around your inner circle of your players. They'll sink your program, and we can't have them here. So I look at the parents. I'm like, man.
Good for him.
Yes, that sounds brilliant.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, because at some point, if it's like seven different teams and it just doesn't seem to work out anywhere, what's the common denominator?
All 4 years of high school spent elsewhere between four schools. Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, like, wow. I'm glad he actually said that. But what about equity? No, we want a winning team. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, you got people blocking people from getting into the airport, protesting, pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, call it what you want, it's nonsense.
Dude, I'm sorry, it's just crazy to me to watch the video at O'Hare in Chicago, where it's the road to a few of the terminals that they've blocked, protesters blocked today. Cease fire now, chanting all that. People are getting their luggage out and walking the rest of the way because, I mean, it's quite a hike, but you got a flight to catch. And the cops are just standing back. I'm sorry. I thought we heard. Haven't we heard all about, you know, Chicago police and, you know, police brutality and whatnot? Where is it? We need some police brutality now. Where is it? Why are they protecting? It's so weird to me. You know, you got like old ladies going to jail for standing in front of the entrance of an abortion clinic, but these people are treated like they need to be protected at all costs.
I don't understand it at all. Get them out of the road. You know, can do it.
Isn't an effective protest those that try to change hearts and minds through their protests?
It depends on what the protest is. It seems like that would be it.
Isn't that like the origin of the protest? It gets you to stop and think like, oh, hey, wait.
Right.
This infuriates people.
Yes.
Who've got no dog in the hunt. You don't know how they feel about anything. But this is what you do to gain attention, and you get away with it, and you just keep doing it because you get away with it. It's like children.
Well, yes.
You got to tell them no.
And they're getting paid to do it, more than likely.
Yeah. That's just it, right? Yes.
There's dollars behind this.
Yeah, this is organized.
Yes.
Always is.
Oh, it is frustrating. Every once in a while, it'd be like 5 minutes to go by, and Manny Camp will go like, I'm not even there, and this just ticks me off.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, dude, I was not allowed to bring an opened bottle of Pepto-Bismol onto a flight.
Right.
But you can block the entrance to the airport? That's not considered a national security threat?
Come on.
Yeah, go to weirdo.com and sign up.
All right, you keep up with the ceasefire. We're going to go open fire. Rubber bullets to the knees at first. All right, if you don't get the message, we're going to up it from there.
I was going to say.
Get the out of the road.
You're more kind than I am, but.
That was just a starter.
I'll leave it at that.
Oh, and I'm told that I'm a menace. I mean,
yeah, well,
it's crazy. All right. So let's get to the whole Israel-Iran thing, because this is also crazy to me.
Yeah.
Our White House team is so weak with their statements, and this stuff doesn't work. You know what? There was a whole Wall Street Journal piece about this, saying obviously deterrence didn't work. Came from the White House. Strong words. Don't. So now we have Iran attacking Israel. And it was unbelievable as far as the defense system, how all those drones were taken out with little damage at all. But you said John Fetterman was talking about this, David.
Yeah, Democrat Senator John Fetterman, he's really taken some heat from the far left that he used to be a member of. But I guess his voting base hates the Jews so much that when he comes out and he stands by Israel, they've turned on him now.
Looks like it.
Yeah, well, John Fetterman is ticked off that his colleagues are talking about putting conditions on aid to Israel, especially now that Iran has launched a massive drone attack against Israel. He was on CNN, and here's part of what he had to say.
I think it really demonstrates how it's astonishing that we are not standing firmly with Israel, and there should never be any kinds of conditions on all of that. When a nation can launch hundreds of drones towards Israel, and I'm not going to be talking about conditions ever.
Okay. So, pretty strong.
Then something interesting happened. So you may be able to tell he still has some trouble with his speech because he had a stroke that almost killed him.
Right.
And he's gotten much better. That's much better than it was even a few months ago.
I'd agree.
But as this interview rolls on, and I haven't seen anybody else talking about this yet, CNN started airing footage of the missile launches and even played audio of the air raid sirens, which you will hear in this clip. While John Fetterman, who, again, he struggles to understand things said to him, and he was supposed to be reacting to questions, and it sure sounds like that audio was getting fed into his earpiece.
Okay.
How do you think Israel should respond? Should Israel strike within Iranian territory, or are you concerned that that might only escalate matters further?
Well, I'm not going to suggest what Israel should or shouldn't do on that.
Should direct U.S. military action, as some of your colleagues in the Senate are suggesting, should that be on the table?
I don't agree with that, you know, and I'm just think we should follow and have Israel's back in the situation. I don't agree with the president. That doesn't change anything that he's a fantastic president, and I'm proud to stand with him and campaign for him and vote for him.
He wasn't asked about the president.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how much of that has to do with the stroke. I'm guessing something, because I'm trying to remember all that we read at the time. Was it bright lights they tried to keep him away from?
It was sounds, too.
Yeah.
Right. Listen, man, I'll just speak for me, and you call it ADD brain, call it a normal human, whatever you want. But, man, when we're on and we have bleed over from somewhere, it totally takes me out of it. I can't even focus on what we were just talking about, because now all my attention has been taken by what I'm hearing. It goes back to there is insanity in my headset.
Yeah. Right.
From that knucklehead Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC that we have so much fun with.
Let me ask you this. Can you listen to music and read at the same time?
It depends on the music.
Let's just say it's your playlist.
Like normal rock playlist?
Yeah, just your normal rock playlist.
No.
So you have to have one or the other. You have to read in silence.
I can read to mellower music, especially instrumental.
Okay.
But if it's got lyrics,
right,
not so much.
Can't do it. Okay. See, I can do that.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't feel like it's special talent. I feel like probably David can too, but
I mean, I could read it with something in the background, I guess, but it's hard for me to focus on what I'm reading.
Yeah, no, I understand. I get it. I mean, I've been dealing with your mental illness for decades now.
So you're putting me in the category with Fetterman. That's fine. I don't mind.
And the thing is, with Fetterman, I mean, he definitely struggles because he had a stroke. So add that on top of it. To me, it just sort of seemed like as soon as he started saying we need to unequivocally stand with Israel, some guy in the control room at CNN was like, I'm going to mess with him. I'm going to play the air raid siren.
Was there a split screen at that time? Okay.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, you didn't have to have the audio up.
No. Whew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right. Trump has spoken, talking about Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, well, the trial for Donald Trump's so-called hush money case is getting started today. Jury selection going on in Manhattan. At a rally over the weekend, Trump went after the judge for putting a gag order on him. Gag order unsuccessful.
Yes.
I will be forced to sit fully gagged. I'm not allowed to talk. Can you believe it? They want to take away my constitutional right to talk. I have a crooked judge. This has never happened before, by the way. You do know that, right? Fully gagged before a highly conflicted and corrupt judge who suffers from TDS. Does anyone know what TDS is? Correct. Trump derangement syndrome.
I gotta admit, that's pretty funny. Yeah.
I've never heard him use the actual term before.
I don't think I had either.
Yeah.
Lawrence O'Donnell, you know, that you mentioned him. He's the guy on MSNBC. Used to be a TV writer, wrote and produced the West Wing. He also looks like he hasn't had a solid bowel movement since 1983. Yeah, very tense all the time. He posted a picture outside of the courthouse, and it's a handful of Trump supporters. And he says, the revolution will not be televised because they didn't show up. A couple million Trump voters live within an hour of the courthouse. Maybe 50 showed up. Well, because a lot of Trump voters have jobs to get to, idiot. And they also know if they show up there, some Fed's going to find a reason to arrest them.
Right.
Give me a break with that guy, man. Unbelievable. Hey, did you see the NPR update? Remember the other day, it was a guy that had been there for like 25 years. Is it Yuri Berliner? Is that how you say his name? However, the guy had been there, and he writes this huge, long piece about, we lost people, okay? Around Trump time, we got Trump derangement syndrome ourselves as a group, and we lost it.
Yep.
And everything's been biased since. I mean, I'm just paraphrasing. Did you see the CEO of NPR, what she came out and said? Because Jonathan Turley, you know, law expert, wrote a whole piece on this, said that Catherine Marr, the NPR CEO, responded to this by saying it was profoundly disrespectful what this employee wrote.
Shut up.
Hurtful and demeaning to his colleagues by calling out the political bias. She put out this memo on Friday. She told the NPR staff that Berliner attacked not only the quality of our editorial process and the integrity of our journalists.
Okay.
But our people on the basis of who we are. This guy wrote, here's where we got it all wrong. Russia collusion. Okay. The Wuhan lab.
Laptop.
The laptop.
Yep.
Any number of different things. And so, you know, different people thought, well, maybe this is a wake-up call that they've got to, you know, realize what's going on here. Not at all. If anything, just digging in deeper. And Turley writes, her response was hardly surprising, and I did not know that this was her story, that she is pretty much on the far left and is famous for a few things. One is that she'll always say that Trump is racist, but she's also quoted for saying that white silence is complicity.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard this before from her, like some of her statements?
Yeah, I've got a few of them, too, my favorites.
Oh, well, you go ahead.
Well, in July 2020, she noted that there were lots of jokes about leaving the U.S. if Trump is reelected.
Yeah.
And she wrote, I get it. But as someone with cis white mobility privilege,
oh God,
I'm thinking I'm staying and investing in ridding ourselves of the specter of tyranny.
See, I could put music behind this. It's instrumental stuff.
Specter of Tyranny, the new album.
Yes. You ever heard her describe her own hysteric white woman voice?
No.
I'll trust her on that. I was taught to do it. I've done it. It's a disturbing recognition. While I don't recall ever using it deliberately to expose another person to immediate physical harm on my own cognizance, it's not impossible. That is whiteness. I grew up feeling superior. Oh, how white of me. Because I was from New England, and part of the country, or my part of the country, didn't have slaves, or so I'd been taught.
Who taught you that?
No doubt.
Yeah.
Who taught you that? I have no idea. Later on, talking about her being CEO of NPR, said, as far as the media outlet, we recognize that this work is a public trust. One established by Congress more than 50 years ago with the creation of the public broadcasting system. In order to hold that trust, we owe it to our continued rigorous accountability.
Uh-huh.
I'm just thinking of some of the NPR stuff that we had on our show the other day is just hysterically funny, but not intended to be.
Well, she was part of the get out the vote effort for Joe Biden in 2020. I mean,
but no bias at NPR.
No, did you see the one on looting?
No. What does she say?
She says, I mean, sure, looting is counterproductive, but it's hard to be mad about protests not prioritizing the private property of a system of oppression founded on treating people's ancestors as private property.
The CEO of NPR.
What liberal bias?
No.
Golly.
And probably one of those defund the police people. Defund NPR for crying out loud.
All right, we got to get to our no BS election update. More straight ahead.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try soon. Harry's is available online and in-store at a retailer near you. Get a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/refresh. That's harrys.com/refresh. Or check us out at your local Costco for a price you can't find anywhere else. Just look for the Chrome Razor with 13 blade refills at your local Costco. You can't miss it. Exclusive to Costco members.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Time for our update.
It's the Markley Van Camp and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know without all the crap.
I'm about to do an research.
What do you got today, David?
New York Times, Siena poll, and one of the questions asked, I thought this was interesting, an interesting way of framing it. The question was, do you generally remember the years that, fill in the blank, Joe Biden or Donald Trump, was president as mostly good years for America, mostly bad years for America, or not really good or bad? For Joe Biden, 25% say mostly good for America, 27% say not really good or bad, 46% say mostly bad. For Donald Trump, 42% say mostly good, 23% not bad or good. Only 33% said mostly bad for America. So wow. Trump is winning on that side of the column for what, by 13%?
Yeah. The whole wild card is the independent vote, don't you suppose? And some people that voted for Trump the first time but not the second time. And, you know, what's going to tip the scales in the end? That's what you wonder
about. Well, how well are you doing personally? Yeah. It all gets back to personal stuff.
Right.
At some point, I think.
I tend to think, and it's kind of hard to get reliable data on the people who voted for Trump but then voted for Biden. And I tend to think, though, that they may be going back to Trump. It seems to me like that would be a logical thing to go back to Donald Trump. If you're thinking, okay, look, you know, and I've heard from people like this who voted for Trump in 2016, voted for Biden in 2020. Part of it was, like we talked about at the time, I just kind of want the daily drama to stop. And Joe Biden, he's a known quantity. It's like, whatever. He's going to be kindly old grandpa. Let's just sort of reset the political game, and then we'll start fresh.
Yes, and that, by the way, is different than how well am I doing.
Yeah.
Coming out of COVID. I know. I mean.
And it's not been going very well in the last several years.
It's almost like you're getting nostalgic for those good old days of Trump.
Well, and I think that there are enough people now that see how dishonest media is. When you look at the media numbers for trust, it's all-time low.
Yeah.
And that's why you're hoping that a lot of this stuff that's out there, especially on legacy media with Trump, that people, you know, take with a grain of salt. We'll see. This is the Markley, Van Camp, Robin Show. Biggest story today, David.
Biggest story of the day on the world stage, of course, is what's going to happen next between Israel and now Iran. After Iran launched a drone attack against Israel that was largely deflected, I think, what they say, 99% of what came their way got shot down.
There's been some talk this was just the Iranians flexing their muscles for their own people.
Probably. It could be.
Well, then you look weak. It all failed. It's like you're shooting a bunch of duds. A lot of them didn't even get off the ground.
Yeah, but if you also...
look like hacks.
Not what they're being told.
If you also control a lot of the narrative within your own borders, then...
And the Golden Gate Bridge is shut down today.
Yep.
And cops are standing there just letting people protest. It's insanity, man. We'll get to that much more coming up right here. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, he's the millennial, and the sexy boomer, Scott Robbins. So the Golden Gate Bridge is shut down. You see that?
Yeah, multiple roadways in the Bay Area shut down by pro-Hamas protesters. Southbound I-880 in West Oakland shut down. Protesters also shut down northbound 880 earlier this morning, then the Golden Gate Bridge as well, in addition to a road going into O'Hare International Airport in Chicago. It's a coordinated effort. A direct action is what it's called. They are shutting down the world for Gaza is what they keep saying. And I am perplexed, and I feel like I'm losing my mind once again, as the cops are just kind of standing there.
Yes.
This is like 2020 all over again. Like, why are you not arresting people? This is breaking the law. I don't understand it. And you have no idea on that bridge. I mean, there could be a lot going on with people. It could be a medical emergency. You don't know what's happening. I mean, there's just cars stopped on the bridge. And then you got all these cops standing there. And then it's the protesters that are, locked in arms, and they have their sign that goes across the roadway. And then it's just multiple cars behind them, but the cops are just standing there. I don't understand it. Why are they not moving people out of the way?
Actually, I can answer that, and it's because they know that there is an army of liberal lawyers who will sue them into oblivion. They did that in New York, if you remember. One of the reasons why they're fairly permissive about allowing people to block major roadways in New York is because they got sued by the ACLU, and they had to acknowledge that you had a right to protest in the road. And it's insanity. I know it's insanity. You know it's insanity. Everybody who's stuck on the road right now knows it's insanity. But also, if you are in a, let's just say, more left-wing jurisdiction, you know that if this were a civil matter that goes in front of a jury, you're going to have a very sympathetic ear. If it's in front of just a judge, you're going to have a very sympathetic ear, so you can win that. Long story short, there's a reason why this crap doesn't really happen in places like Texas and Florida. One, it's illegal, and state officials have acknowledged it is illegal to do this.
Yeah, well, and of course, I'm sure they wouldn't do it in rural areas because people wouldn't put up with it.
No.
And you're not going to get as many eyeballs on it, I suppose. Because, I mean, you're blocking the road in some places. Dude, you know what happens.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
That'd just be it. Protest over.
You know how much damage you'll do to this combine if you don't get out of the way? How much?
No.
None. At all.
Oh, it might be a combine. It might be a four-wheel drive truck. It could be an old-school Trans Am.
It could be five or six Peterbilts altogether.
Whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
But you know.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
Yep. Nope, not doing that. We're not playing that game. Sorry. We got a bunch of cores that we got to get delivered now.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
Get the out of the road.
Are we going to do what they say? Can
I like the way you brought back an old art form. The old Flying Saucer records are returning.
Woo! Yes.
Yes.
That's all I could think when I'm seeing that story.
Wow. Yep.
Okay. Speaking of New York, you had a terrible story out of New York. This happened again?
Oh, in New York State, yeah. Two cops were murdered in the Syracuse area. Two law enforcement officers and a suspect were all killed in an exchange of gunfire last night. I don't know if you saw any of the videos. Some people from, like with their Ring doorbell cameras mm-hmm. were sharing it online, and it just, it sounded like a war zone that was happening right there. What happened was Syracuse police tried to pull a car over. Car didn't stop. Car kept driving. They ran the plates. They found his address. They show up there with the help of with the county sheriff's department. So a deputy from the county and a police officer from Syracuse PD died in a shootout there. No more details were immediately available, but 38 law enforcement officers this year so far have died in the line of duty.
Oh, my gosh. This is so sad, man. Political news. Trump, the criminal trial, New York City. That was a big topic of conversation on the Talking Head shows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you call it. I don't watch them. I just wait till Monday and then get.
Right, broke into programming today.
Oh, to cover it.
To let everybody know. Yeah, he's on his way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yesterday, Snuggleupagus, George Stephanopoulos, little George, had New Hampshire governor and former Nikki Haley surrogate Chris Sununu on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he had little George saying, hey, you know, that one time that you said this, and Sununu wanted to make sure that he was understood now, because the answer has changed a little bit. Roll it.
You said in the past that he should drop out if he's convicted in the classified documents case. Do you still believe that?
No. He's going to drop out after being the nominee? Of course not. You know, that's not to be expected at all. All of these cases, by the way, the average American, it's all conflated, right? We watch the stuff. We watch the details. The average American sees it more as reality TV. I'm not saying there's not real issues to bear there. Of course there are.
By the way, when he said that, and I'm sure someone else has probably said it, I don't remember hearing it. It made total sense to me. A lot of people, this is like reality TV. Like, these aren't real charges. They just want to get this guy. At least most of the people I talk to, even with a left bent, think that.
But there's clearly politics to bear in some of these cases. That is undeniable. The average American just thinks it's more reality TV and prosecution of him at this point. He plays that victim card very, very well. His poll numbers only go up with this stuff. So to think that this is some sort of deal breaker, again, I'll go back to where I started, where people are going to say, yep, if he's convicted, I'm walking away. That's just not going to happen. At the end of the day, they want that culture change of the Republican Party. And if we have to have Trump as the standard bearer, and the voters decided that's what they wanted, not what I wanted, but what the voters or the Republican voters wanted, if he's going to be the standard bearer of that, we'll take it if we have to. That's how badly America wants a culture change.
Okay, before you get to the next part with George, yeah, for the people that wanted someone different this time around, you don't think they're going to get on board with Trump compared to Biden again?
Yeah.
And the thought of Kamala, because most people don't think Biden's going to make it. Of course not. They'll probably hop on board. But little George wants to nail Sununu down on this.
So just to sum up, you would support him for president even if he's convicted in classified documents. You support him for president even though you believe he contributed to an insurrection. You support him for president even though you believe he's lying about the last election. You'd support him for president even if he's convicted in the Manhattan case. I just want to say the answer to that is yes, correct?
Yeah, me and 51% of America.
Governor, thanks for your time this morning.
Yes.
Joe,
that's where we're at.
Joe Biden's current vice president said that he was a segregationist. That's politics, what? Man. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. You had that clip of her earlier, some new word salad.
Oh, dude.
That she had not said before. What was it? I'm trying to remember now what she said.
Oh, it was about the freedom or the promise of America. Dude, circling the drain is the best way I can describe it.
By the way, we can get to that in a second. There was something else I was reminded of. Remember when someone referred to Trump as mentally challenged but said another word, and she just rolled with it? This was back when she was running for president, if you remember this.
What are you going to do in the next 1 year to diminish the mentally retarded action of this guy?
Well said. Well said.
Well said. Hmm. You can't walk away from that, right?
Sure you can.
The way it happened.
Let me just be really clear. I would never condone that kind of language being spoken by anybody about anybody. It is offensive. I have worked my entire career to do a number of things, including ensure that our disability community receives the dignity and the rights that they deserve.
Well said. What do you mean, well said? You wouldn't condone it. You just did. So then she was asked again. It gets funnier as it goes to me.
I heard him talk about the other stuff, and then that came later, and it was not something that I really heard or processed or in any way condone. That's for sure.
I didn't hear the re part. Didn't hear it. Or thought he said reject.
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
It was, yes, a common phrase, mentally rejected people,
right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we believe that, of course. Man.
Man, I tell you.
You know, when you lie like that, you are unburdened by what has been.
We have the ability to see what can be.
To see what can be.
Unburdened by what has been.
To see what can be.
Unburdened. By what has been. We are guided by what we see that can be.
Unburdened by what has been.
Unburdened by what has been.
To see what can be.
Unburdened by what has been.
We as Democrats have an ability to see what can be.
Unburdened by what has been.
Okay. Of course. But fresh from this weekend, this is the abortion fight, and it's about freedom. And how do you know? Because few could put it into words quite like Kamala.
This fight is about freedom. This fight is about freedom. And the freedom that is fundamental to the promise of America. The promise of America is a promise of freedom.
Yeah. Not the least bit embarrassed, by the way, either. Not the least bit. She believes, again, she believes all of these things she says are going to end up carved in stone somewhere. Some monument or something at accessories that you can buy. I mean, this is her belief because everybody around her tells her that.
Yes.
You can believe that, man. Wow.
Yes.
Is that something else?
Like the next Obama.
Did get a quick note from one of our listeners, James. Said the pro-Hamas idiots currently have Interstate 5 southbound on in Eugene, Oregon blocked.
Oh, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
How much are they getting paid? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's organizing it.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow, man. By the way, when it comes to Iran, I think they're done now. They went back and thought about what Kamala said months ago.
What's the message to Iran?
Don't.
Right.
Don't.
They took that seriously.
Well, Joe
said
the same thing.
I know.
So apparently they're really ashamed of what they did now.
So did Lloyd Austin.
You go think about it for a while, Iran.
Oh, boy. All right, tell me if you believe this or not. The report is 30% of CEOs are thinking of shifting away from the 5-day work week.
30%?
Yes. They're thinking about a 4-day or 4.5-day week. Thinking like Friday half day. But it depends on your job.
Yeah.
Poll in November asked people if they'd be willing to work 10-hour days, 4 days a week. 77% said, yep, positive impact. Yeah, I'd do it. That would be great. Would you rather go 5 for 8 or 4 for 10 if it was just your choice? Say we're out of this business. It's something else. I'd take the 4 tens.
Yeah, probably the 4 and the 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably go 4 and 10.
Yeah, that's the way most people, I think, would do it. Saw an interesting story out of the Wall Street Journal today, and it was the day in the life of a Walmart manager who made $240,000 last year.
Dang.
You know, that's you're thinking, wow, that is doing well. What does a day in the life of a Walmart manager look like?
That person,
after I tell you, see if you still want that gig for $240,000.
That person earned every penny, I guarantee you.
Yeah, that will be a fun one to go through. I don't know, man. And the meetings. Wait till we get to the meetings part of it. Oh, yeah. Straight ahead right here.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
So Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. It's no secret. Common sense to spend less money on running your business. You get to keep more money. It's simple math.
Yeah, and that's a tall order right now because everything is so expensive. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
You can reduce costs and headaches with the number one cloud financial system.
NetSuite brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs. Simple, because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required.
You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Do the math, figure out why over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR. So I see this piece in the Wall Street Journal, a day in the life of a Walmart manager who makes $240,000 a year.
Dang.
It's like 120 20 and another 120 in bonuses. Wow. Some managers now get over 400,000. And it goes through this day. And this is in Belmead, Texas, close to Waco. And it starts basically at, you know, 6:55 in the morning. And she's going around and she's meeting with the different managers. Holy cow, this is really something. It's, if you have a chance, it's worth a read. Don't have, it's long, so I don't have time to get into all of it. But they said finding a store manager that can run a big box retailer like this is a challenge right now. That's why it's paying so well. So the first tour at 6:55 in the morning, they're going through what problems did the overnight manager have. It could be stocking. It could be staffing levels. They talk on their phones a lot and their walkie-talkies. They're getting updates constantly. And so then at 7:35, there is a second tour of figuring out what different areas need what at what time. It could be a Kool-Aid box. It goes through all this different stuff. It seems like a nightmare trying to keep all of this straight. Walking every aisle is part of the practice. 8 a.m. is the quiet hour. That's when they don't pump in music so much for people that are overloaded, but it drives this particular manager crazy because she sort of likes the noise. It's too quiet for her. But still, she's got all this stuff to do, and then the inventory check is at 9:11 a.m., which, again, seems like a nightmare to try to keep all of that straight. A staff meeting at 9:35, a third tour then at 10 a.m. And by the way, in the break room, one of the employees leads the staff in the daily Walmart cheer. If you've ever seen that.
Yeah.
Give me a W, give me an A, and it spells out what...
No, that one?
Yeah, what's that spell? Walmart. Whose Walmart is it? It's my Walmart. Who's number one? The customer always. And this keeps doing tons of stuff until 5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
And then calls at night. Woo. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, we got bridges being blocked all over the place. Roads being shut down in Chicago. What is going on?
It's a day of direct action. They advertised it, a nationwide effort to shut down major thoroughfares. This is coordinated. It's funded. This is not organic. This is a plot to try to shut things down for Gaza.
Yeah, the anti-Israel protests.
Yeah.
How dare you block the weapons of Iran? How dare you use that Iron Dome to save your civilians?
And to me, as this goes on, and I brought this up before, but it just looks to me like somebody is paying mightily to see what our reaction would be if critical infrastructure was blocked.
That could be.
What happens? Well, what happens to traffic patterns? There's a lot of data that's being learned or that's being gathered by multiple sources who would be either paying attention to it or funding it. I mean, Code Pink is one of these organizations that has direct ties to the Chinese Communist Party. I know you say that and you start sounding like some nut job with a tinfoil hat on, but that's a fact, though. That's true. And they pay protesters to go out and do stuff like this. Yeah. They want
to see.
It's
not like these people got anything else to do.
Right. They want to see. I mean, I think there are just some useful idiots.
Oh, yeah.
That are involved in this, but the organizers absolutely are doing this on behalf of people who kind of want to see what's the reaction, what happens, what other side streets wind up getting clogged because this particular road is blocked. They want to see what law enforcement does, and by and large, unfortunately, I'm sad to report, law enforcement is just kind of standing there.
You know, in order to get these progressive politics and politicians involved, you would say, let's find out if they're getting paid a livable wage first.
Right.
Because if they're not making a livable wage, then that's a problem.
Look at those. There were just the worst freaking little wussy fight I ever saw break out in my life. It was like a slap fight with these two grown men. If you're going to fight, freaking throw down, you wuss. You see this crap going on in New York? He kind of like hit like this. It's like if you clench a fist and then show your hands to somebody and then hit straight forward. That's not the way you'd ever punch anybody.
Dude, you're expecting a lot here. I mean, come on. Look at these
it
people.
It is these knuckleheads. I don't understand why the cops just don't get them out of the road.
I don't know either, because if you start to let this stuff happen and just organically, I mean, what are they going to break up at midnight? What's the end game here? How long?
That's what, I mean, again, this is not just something that just started. I mean, this is why several years ago when left-wing agitators at that time, it was for Black Lives Matter and all that started blocking roads. It's like, no, you got to put a stop to this pretty quickly or it's going to keep happening. And now it's happening around the country in major metropolitan areas. And the reason why the cops aren't able to do anything is because the cities that they work for are terrified of being sued by the ACLU. And the ACLU will sue them if they do anything that's perceived as untoward towards any of these people blocking the roads. To me, I think they need to be looked upon, especially if you're blocking the Golden Gate Bridge or a road into a major international airport in America. You're a domestic terrorist, as far as I'm concerned. And you need to be treated as such.
100%. Yeah, this has got to stop. Meanwhile, of course, big story from over the weekend, Iran attacking Israel. And, you know, that part was certainly covered on legacy media.
Fallout over Iran's assault on Israel. Unleashing hundreds of missiles and drones, most of them shot down or failing to reach their target. Israel's war cabinet weighing a response as President Biden and other world leaders try to prevent further escalation. Top national security official John Kirby joins us live with the latest.
Okay, so that was Good Morning America, Strahan there.
Really?
But we'll go to the John Kirby interview from the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie. Okay, and she's letting him know, listen, we've had pretty weak stance here when it comes to Iran for a while. It doesn't seem to be working, and now you're hearing it from both sides and pick it up from there.
Here you're getting it from both sides. Senator John Fetterman said he disagrees with the president seeming to rule out any U.S. response against Iran. And Congressman Dan Crenshaw said, when you diminish deterrence, the enemy feels emboldened to strike.
I think what we showed the other night in concert with partners and, of course, the Israelis is that Iran is not militarily superior, that Iran is not 10 feet tall, and that we will act Iran, that Israel is not.
What a straw man. Who said so? No one said that.
No.
No, it's the weakness, dude.
Iran, that Israel is not alone. We will act with them in their self-defense. I don't know how you can look at the incredible military achievements the other night and come away with any other idea that the United States, that President Biden, is not going to stand by our good friend and ally Israel as they defend themselves.
Oh, so we're going to help take it out, but we're not going to make sure that they're not attacked to begin with.
Yes.
That is so weak, man. It goes on.
Does Netanyahu's actions in the region make the U.S. nervous?
I think we are concerned about tensions rising all throughout the region, Savannah. And again, everything that the president has been doing and adding resources and the diplomacy.
All right. Time out from the Kirby word salad. I thought we were all with Israel of taking out Hamas. Isn't that what they said back in October? Isn't that still the campaign?
Yeah.
So is this all of a sudden, well, we see some people upset in the United States about this, the anti-Israel people, and we need their votes, so we got to somehow, you know, walk this fine line.
Yeah.
And then Kirby gets, you know, tangled up in himself.
In holding Iran accountable has been designed to try to de-escalate those tensions. Look, I'm not going to make a political statement from here. Prime Minister Netanyahu is the elected prime minister for the state of Israel, and he's got a war cabinet that he's administering. We're not going to agree with everything that he and that war cabinet want to do. That's been clear for the last 6 months, and I suspect that will happen again in the future. Mm-hmm. But we are clear. And we do agree on the need for Israel to exist as a state, to be able to live in safety and security in a very, very tough neighborhood, and in our commitment to helping them defend themselves.
Then goes on to say, yeah, but if Israel does anything back to Iran, they're on their own with that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's very strong. Okay.
Four more years. How can you even think that?
You go back to the Afghanistan stuff. Man, you think about the women in Afghanistan and all the mealy-mouthed stuff from these same people we had then. It is really disheartening, to say the least. Okay, other stuff out there. Crocheting a non-binary blanket helps trans kids. What is that? Where's that from?
NBC News.
No, it's not.
Yeah, NBC News. I just want to read you the story, okay? Whether they are crocheting a non-binary blanket or correcting family members who aren't using the right pronouns, ants are providing critical support to LGBTQ youth, research shows. And according to the experts, what they point to is a study that talked to 83 people. 83 total.
They call that a study?
And 38 people mentioned, my aunt was really helpful to me in my journey.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can even answer this question, but curiosity can't help it. The CAST report that was done in the UK about trans kids, okay, knowing that it's a social contagion and that it's not a great idea to put these kids on puberty blockers or have some sort of sex operation because you can't go back. I mean, you're doing damage that will last a lifetime. And between 85 and 90% of these kids grow out of it by the time they've gone through puberty. So it doesn't seem anyone in their right mind would ever prescribe such a thing. And it was laid out in this CAST report that's been done for over 4 years. Did NBC News report on that at all?
They did. It was a Reuters story that they published at 2:46 in the morning.
NBC didn't do their own report on that story.
No.
Okay. That tells you everything you need to know.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about...
I don't think we really even needed that, but I get what you're saying, yes.
We've had friends over time work for NBC, and it's not like I'm trying to tear down people personally, but as an organization, that's a freaking joke.
Well, they really...
The tops of that group should be ashamed of themselves. I know they're not because they're freaking activists.
Somebody made a decision at the top of NBC that this is where we're going to go.
Yeah, the powers that be.
And they've done it, and they're successfully doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, money talks. They can do whatever news they want to do. It's not looking out for the people, that's for sure. Speaking of healthcare, different sort of story here. This was out of the Des Moines Register. Healthcare provider specializes in acupuncture in a bit of trouble. Because after they inserted the needles, they ran back home for a bit. And then they fell asleep and completely forgot about the patient.
Oh, geez, see? Man, I'm telling you, this is my worst fear. I'm going to end up something like that or in one of those stupid machines, and they're going to just forget about me and go home.
How many worst fears do you have?
I got several, but that's one of them.
Yeah.
You have a fear of acupuncture?
Of somebody leaving me with needles sticking in me? Yes.
I've never heard that one before.
Well, I never thought of it until today. Now I do. Dang.
Patient waited about 2 hours after the session was supposed to end, then pulled the needles out themselves and called the police.
Yeah.
The worker's name is Zhaodong Wang.
Okay, Mr. Wang.
He goes by Dave.
He'd have a little cog, Dave Wang.
I'm not joking.
I believe you.
By the way, I don't think anyone probably off the top of their head knows how to pronounce this name, but it's X-I-A-O-D-O-N-G. Is that Zhaodong?
David, to you.
The last name's Wang.
Zhaodong Wang?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that it?
Yeah, but okay. He just goes by Dave. Okay. It's easier.
That's easier.
So people won't butcher his name.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Won't face any actual charges, but he might lose his medical license.
Mm-hmm.
Might?
Might. State Board of Medicine has fined him $500, and his license is up for renewal this year. So the patient wasn't hurt, just very confused. Like, what am I supposed to do? I got
needles sticking out of me.
Yes.
So are you telling me that the acupuncturist named Dong Wang isn't going to the pokey?
That is correct, okay. David. I think it's Zhaodong, to be precise. But yes.
I saw that advertised on late night TV.
Acupuncture or Zhaodong Wang? Got it. Okay. Boomers bought up all the big homes. Boomers are to blame for the housing crisis. Next.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. The anti-Israel protests are rolling along.
Yeah. All over the country, this is a well-organized thing. I'm waiting for someone. Can one conservative district attorney or county prosecutor figure out a way to prosecute this on, like, RICO charges? One.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not saying it's the strongest of cases, but they're doing it to the guy who's running for president right now. Somebody's got to grow a pair, sack up, Nancy, and start putting an end to this stuff, because the liberals aren't going to do it.
No, they're not.
They're blocking down, they're shutting down the Golden Gate Bridge, the road that goes into O'Hare as well in Chicago. We got a report about I-5 in Oregon.
Yep.
I mean, all
Lower Manhattan.
Yeah, Manhattan. Yeah. They're shutting down the roads there again. Listen, this is an organized thing. They were sending out invitations for people to go out and block major roads and intersections with the expressed goal of shutting down the economy in whatever area that they are in. That's organized.
Yes.
That's a terrorist attack.
By the definition?
By the strict definition, this is an actual organized terrorism plot.
You know, I can't help but think, too, like it has to start with the first car that they block.
Mm-hmm.
Like they got to, at some point, you got to, you know, get your group together with your stupid little sign and then stretch out across,
mm-hmm.
in this case, the bridge, say, the Golden Gate Bridge. And it's the first car that slows down. That stops and then is not sure what to do. And then, of course, all the cars stop behind them. You know, what happens if the first car...
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire! Ooh.
And they roll through. And someone seriously gets hurt or worse. Then what happens?
Well, the driver goes to jail.
He goes to jail.
That's what happens in San Francisco.
And that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly what
happens. Like, I got somewhere I got to be.
It goes against our nature when we see something in front of us to speed up.
I understand.
I mean, it just does. I mean, it's backwards from everything we've learned.
But once you know what's going on, say, you're trying to get somebody to the hospital.
Yeah.
You're just starting to hit the gas like, I'm warning you, I'm going through. And then what happens? And then there's whining. Oh, it was terrible. And then she was there and they ran her over. And you can just hear all the whining. Mm-hmm. It's like, what will happen if Israel retaliates and hits Iran? All the whining that will happen.
Well, none of their drones hurt anybody.
No, but they tried.
Yeah.
So there was a retaliation.
You never blame the people who start this stuff.
I know. It's
it's really remarkable.
It really is.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of time to get into this.
Look at the Golden Gate. That scene's from there.
It is.
It's miles now.
Oh, yeah.
Holy smoke.
Because they put up with it.
Yep.
Boomers bought up the big homes, and now they're not budging, says the Wall Street Journal. Whole piece. But a lot of empty nesters are staying put rather than downsizing, keeping housing inventory tight.
Not their fault. It's a good financial decision. If you're saying, like, look, I got locked in at an interest rate below 3%, you know, 20 years ago or whatever it was.
And right.
I'm not going to pay the same amount for a smaller house.
Yeah, I may want to downsize, but I can't.
Which doesn't
make financial any sense to me. No.
Yes. But I like that. For a while, it was blaming millennials on everything, and now it's flipped a little bit. The boomers like you, Scott. Unbelievable.
I don't blame me.
Did you see this story? Make it fast. Airline passenger claims they were extorted for a tip at the check-in counter.
Really?
Yeah, long story short, you got to weigh your bag. And the person weighing it at United said, yeah, it's 1 pound over. But I'll let it slide. I'm like, oh, well, thanks. Got tip charge right there.
Dang.
What? And so they tipped him, and someone says, no, that's not the way it's supposed to go. They weighed it later. And they're like, wait a second. This wasn't over. This was a pound under, just like I thought.
Oh, my God.
They're like, hey, this is a scam. So just be warned.
Man, I never would have thought that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Says the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. All right. Biggest story today, is it these stupid protests?
Yeah, the stupid protests blocking major interstates and bridge crossings like the Golden Gate Bridge, the road going into O'Hare, all for shutting it down to save Gaza or something, because apparently this is going to change a lot of people's minds. It's
not. You know, before October 7th, how many pro-Palestinian protesters we had in the United States?
It seemed
how many people that were so concerned about Gaza?
Yeah. The cause doesn't matter.
This,
what they're doing today matters.
Right.
That's the thing.
Unreal, dude. Yeah. All right. Get an update on that. And you got your big three.
Yeah.
Scott Robbins trifecta straight ahead. Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial, the Sexy Boomer. Scott Robbins. Thinking about different friends of ours in California. Like, you know, there are parts of the state that are great. And then you got the nuts that run things.
Yeah.
And we're looking at the images of the Golden State, or the Golden Gate Bridge. And just cars packed on there and have been there for how long now?
A couple hours. It started around the time we were coming on the air. So, I mean, maybe a little before that even. So
think about it. You got an electric car.
Yeah, right.
No, buddy. Uh-oh.
Well, yeah, the last time they did this was a few weeks ago. I think some cars needed to be towed because they ran out of gas.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know there's going to be several of them that happens to. Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm looking at the traffic map around as people are trying to avoid the Golden Gate Bridge because it's shut down with these pro-Hamas protesters. And, man, if you go all the way around the bay trying to go, I mean, I don't think you can really get up that way. I mean, the ripple effect of this on traffic is what I'm trying to say is crazy.
Well, and you're just stuck there on the bridge.
Golly.
I mean, you can't move. There's nowhere to go.
And, you know, what if you're a person who needs medications?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Or you got a baby with you or
a medical emergency.
Whatever, man. I mean, you know.
Right. Yeah, people missing important appointments.
It's just incredible
because you're a paid protester or you're some nut.
You know, before we went on the air, David said, I cannot believe that they're just allowing this to happen.
Yeah,
but they are.
How is it tolerated?
This could have been stopped in 2 minutes.
In no time.
That's what is so frustrating to watch it happen. And there's images in New York, and this has been going on in Chicago. They're blocking roads into the airport. O'Hare.
Scott Pressler, you may be familiar with him. He is a guy who's been going out on his own for the last couple of years, or several years, registering people to vote. He's a conservative activist, and he's just been doing it, crowdfunding it, basically. Been getting people to register for their local Republican elections, and I mean, doing a pretty amazing job. And up till now, the RNC hasn't been interested in enlisting his services, which is bizarre to me. I don't know why you wouldn't, but because he's getting it done. He had a funny idea on this. He says, hey, pro-Palestinian protesters shut down and are blocking the Golden Gate Bridge. If anyone can get to the bridge, bring California voter registrations and your phone. Register all of the angry drivers as Republicans.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Well, there's so much nuttiness. I mean, if you combine California and then the anti-Israel stuff, it was like that clip you had the other day, David, that nut in Bakersfield.
And I hope one day somebody brings the guillotine and kills all of you motherfuckers. So regardless of whether you elect people into office, they'll backstab you, they'll let you die, and for that reason, you guys want to criminalize us with metal detectors, we'll see you at your house. We'll murder you.
Yeah.
Just a nice gal.
Did you see? She was arrested because you can't threaten to kill people like that. She was in court for a court appearance, and she's bawling. She's like, I mean, just losing it. And I'm laughing. It's like, oh, so you're a brave revolutionary, huh?
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. Like that, all the people sitting on the bridge right now, or anywhere else across the country where this is happening, throw them in a cell. That's what they want.
Yes.
Wrangle them up. Put them behind bars. And
well, Alcatraz hasn't been open for a while.
It's time to fire up Alcatraz again. Yeah.
Get the cobwebs out. Yeah. Get a few people in there. It'll be all right. Wow.
I say drop them off in the worst neighborhood in Oakland while still zip-tied.
Put like $500.
Some of the guys in Oakland ain't going to play with that crap, man. No.
$500 just in $1 bills and a collar around their neck. Yeah. Go.
Yeah, go try to block traffic in Oakland.
Yeah, good luck with that.
That would be a fun one.
Yep.
Wow. Biden's America. Oh, boy.
Everything he touches turns to sh**.
Oh, yeah, that was from over the weekend with the Trumpster. By the way, you said CNN's Trump trial headline was laughable, David?
Yeah, because I'm a glutton for pain and punishment, I check CNN's website in the morning as I'm getting prep done, and I laughed out loud at this one. This was what was like the main story on their homepage this morning. Trump shatters another norm with historic criminal trial. See, Trump's the one that shattered the norm, not the activist DA, Alvin Bragg, who charged him with a crime.
Right.
Trump was the one that shattered the norm. Okay.
They must think the audience is really dumb. They'll just buy all of this, I guess.
Mean, anyone who still watches CNN and believes anything they say is an idiot. So, yeah, they're probably right.
Yeah, that's pretty true. All right, Robbins, you ready for your big three?
Let's go.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
One, two.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, the Scott Robbins trifecta, helped by his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, big weekend, no show at all.
Yes.
Okay, I invited.
Nothing, I'm ready.
Nothing. I try. I do three. My best. I do.
Number three, Tennessee is trying to pass a bill to ban people from marrying their first cousins.
Yeah, a bill passed the Tennessee House that would make it illegal to marry your first cousin in that state. But it didn't pass without argument from one of the lawmakers anyway, who pushed an amendment to make it legal for cousins to marry each other if they received genetic counseling. The bill, as amended by Representative Gina Bolso, would prohibit first cousin marriage unless the parties to the marriage contract received counseling from a genetic counselor licensed by the Board of Medical Examiners. She argued during the House floor session on Thursday, the bill as written could violate one of the other Supreme Court decisions that was made a long time ago, which made same-sex marriage legal across the country. Therefore, hey, who's to say?
Hashtag love is love.
Love is love, my friend. Who are you to tell me who I should love?
This may seem to be a strange request.
Yeah, it sure is. But first of all, I didn't know it was legal anywhere. So there you go.
Learn something on this
I
bit every day.
It was always illegal. Yeah.
Now on with the countdown.
The Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of the day.
Number two.
Sorry. I've got a bunch of jokes that are very,
yeah,
very
I know you do.
So I'm not going to use them. The Biden-Harris campaign, they're talking to Volodymyr Zelensky, president of Ukraine, about re-election prospects.
Yeah, they are fully support Ukraine's fight against Russia, you know, except perhaps anything that could cause the re-election campaign some issues back at home. Then they want to have a little conversation with Vladimir. Harris and Sullivan sat down with Zelensky two separate occasions and said, hey, stop attacking Russian oil refineries. We don't need these gas prices high going into an election.
Yeah.
Kamala
Harris and Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor, talking to him, saying, hey, yeah, don't bomb the refineries because
stop doing that. That's right. Can you imagine the media Democrat freak out?
Oh, my gosh.
If Donald Trump said, stop bombing Russia oil refineries, they'd call him a Russian asset and they'd try to impeach him.
Of course.
Again.
Yes.
Hey, could you knock off the bombing of the refineries till after the election?
Us, yeah.
And go ahead and bomb the hell out of them after that, but hey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that Obama to Putin? Wait till after I get elected, we can get some stuff done.
I'll have some more flexibility as well.
Flexibility. Yeah.
Yes. Just hang on. Hold tight.
And finally.
Oh, yeah. The Scott Robbins trifecta, top three.
One.
Illegal immigrants' boats are washing up on California's shores again.
That is wild. The influx of illegal immigrants causing a little chaos in some areas along the California coast now, including some of the very upscale communities. This is exactly what has to happen if you really want change. Illegals are arriving in small boats and fleeing into communities on foot.
Mm.
San Diego native and one of the people covering this, Jack Enright, saw the incidents recently, captured them all. He said a small white boat flew, his words, up onto the shore carrying about 10 people. Said, I don't know if the driver killed the engine or not, but they did come ashore. He said it was chaos. He said everyone just jumped out of the boat and started running. They ran up the stairs, he said, that led to the street and then just disappeared into the night. And by the way, the numbers are astounding. In fiscal year 2020, federal, state, local, and law enforcement recorded 308 maritime smuggling events in California. Last fiscal year, 736, a 140% increase. So now they're coming in on boats, small boats even, eight at a time, hitting the shore, taking off, running, going into some of these upscale neighborhoods. And the people there don't like it, of course.
No, they don't.
But there you have it.
Again, they disappear. Nobody knows where they went.
Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of the day. On that, this was Daily Wire News. It was Cabot Phillips explaining to people, and this doesn't get talked about too much with people here illegally, is we're always hearing, at least from the Biden administration, the economy is doing great. The jobs. I mean, look at how we've done with jobs.
Yeah.
But then you look into the jobs.
Sure.
And, you know, you may already know this, but for some people, maybe they haven't heard this before, but it's certainly true. Where are those jobs going, by the way?
According to Federal Reserve data, employment among native-born Americans has actually fallen by 651,000 jobs over the last year, while foreign-born workers have picked up 1.2 million jobs. So all of the job gains over the last year have come from non-native workers.
That's why there are some Republican backers and donors that don't want to yell too loud about illegal immigration because it may actually benefit them with some cheap labor, just depending on who it is.
A lot of these jobs are part-time jobs, too.
Absolutely.
The majority of them are part-time jobs.
Yes, sort of the rest of the story with that one. Yeah, kind of wild. Okay, there's more to get to. Still got another news update. And then Nimrod's in the news. All right, if you're a high school kid, would it be fun to impersonate your principal?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get to that one straight ahead. less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more.
So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite.
You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Just head to netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR.
netsuite.com/MVR.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. So the Masters is over. The baseball is here, and the big playoff moments in basketball and hockey are coming. It's a great time to check out Prize Picks.
Yeah, get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan. Basketball, hockey, baseball, of course, League of Legends, everything in between.
Yeah, Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that if your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured, everything stays the way it was. And for basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and doesn't return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss.
And they offer weekly promotions and special offers for some of the biggest moments in sports. It's simple to play. Well, Van Camp always talks about making his picks in less than 30 seconds. He doesn't overthink it like some people.
No, well, that's the beauty of the format. You don't even have to really tinker with anything. You're just picking more or less on stat projections. Download the app today. Use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
That's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Okay, news update, David Van Camp.
Well, we got these idiots blocking the Golden Gate Bridge. I don't understand why you don't just bring, like, a plow through. And just
I'm looking at the monitor right now. All I see is cops everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. They got fire.
They're not letting them do their job.
Just arrest them. You can drag them off. Well, I know I've seen a couple of hogs on that bridge, though, that you might need a forklift for. I can understand you would. But for the most part, they're little twig boys. I mean, just pick them up.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the protests, don't block traffic. Think about a hunger strike. It'd be healthy for you.
I'll tell you
intermittent
what.
Fast, something.
Just put some water wings on them and toss them over the side of the bridge.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody loses their life because they can't get to the hospital or because of some other reason, they should be held accountable for it.
Oh.
I mean, they should be charged.
Yes. I'm with you. This nonsense cannot be tolerated.
Stuff's got to stop. Yeah.
My gosh. Okay. You know what? I think we're in for an extended Nimrods today.
Oh.
I mean, we could just keep talking about these people, but I think we've talked about them enough so far.
They're Nimrods, yeah.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Okay, update. They're chained together with PVC pipe?
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, I have a hacksaw they can borrow.
You can break that with DVC pipe.
I'm just saying, yeah, I mean.
be like the end of Mad Max all of a sudden.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, yeah. Okay, look, you're going to lose a limb or you can get off the road.
It's up to you. What was that? I'm trying to remember now. I'll butcher it. You know, you could saw through your leg how many minutes, whatever it was. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, 17-year-old student at the Baker High School in New York, arrested. A little stunt he pulled last month. He sent a fax posing as the principal, announcing that he was resigning. He was caught after police realized he put his own cell number on the cover sheet of the fax.
Oh,
so he was discovered because he didn't know exactly how faxes worked. Nimrod, but you can't blame him for that.
No. It's a good bit, though.
He created fake school email accounts and used them to send the fax. He also used the accounts to try to get another student in trouble and get private information about yet another student. Both of those efforts unsuccessful.
Mm.
Charged with 2 counts of criminal impersonation. So there you have that. Then we got a guy in St. Louis. He was caught after stealing $1,500 worth of, let's say, speaking code here, vibrating marital aids.
Is there any other kind?
Mm-hmm. Of marital aids?
No. I'm
just, they don't have to be vibrating,
that's
Scott.
That's true. I suppose not. I'm unfamiliar.
Apparently, you know what got this guy caught?
Well,
his very large, very recognizable neck tattoo.
Oh, see.
I want to know what it is now. See.
I don't have a picture of it.
I wish I did.
It's like reading the story.
His bag was buzzing or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
A couple of guys in New Jersey have been accused of stealing shopping carts, hundreds of them, known as the shopping cart bandits. Is this a black market thing?
He's selling them to the homeless people?
I don't know.
It's a new movie with Joe Pesci.
I had a couple of buddies a long time ago. Yeah. They had an apartment next to, like, a grocery store.
Yeah.
And one knucklehead liquored up, stole one for fun, and put it on the deck of their apartment. Okay. I don't know. It's just stupidity.
Yeah, good times.
But I don't know about hundreds of them. And then we have this dude traveling the country pretending to be a priest named Father Martin. He would go into churches, convince people that he was Father Martin, and then he'd steal a bunch of stuff from them. The question is, did hell just get a little hotter for Father Martin here?
Got a room ready. Yep.
Got to watch out for that. And that's Nimrod's in the news.